My name is Jay Sokol. I am the Associate Executive Director at KAMU. I was a DJ. I did some news reading. I did live events. And this was all as a high school kid. And that's what got me hooked. And then I would come back to Texas A&M during the semesters. And I worked part-time for some stations here. So my love just grew and grew and grew. But it grew away from being a DJ. And it grew more towards being a news person. Mm-hmm. And that's what led to my first full-time career as being a radio reporter and anchor. I love it because of the immediacy of it, because when there is something going on, whether it's weather-related or it's something man-made, if you want to know what's going on, chances are you can turn on the radio, and if local radio is being done right, you're going to hear about it. You're going to learn about it quickly. There were things that affected us just locally. There were things that got the attention of the state of Texas, and then there were the rare things like the collapse of Bonfire that captured the attention of the United States and the world. And so there were some of those moments all along the way. I also love the audio medium because you can paint a mental picture for people. Through sound and through words, you can paint a picture. And I love being able to do that. You don't have to rely on pictures to do that. You can say the right things, play the right sounds, and it does it for you. Local radio done well matters. You want to hear local voices talking about local things. A Spotify playlist is not going to do that for you. XM radio is not going to do that for you. But when something significant is happening in your community and you want to know what to do, what am I supposed to do? You want to be able to turn on the radio and hear a local voice telling you the things you need to know. And that's what local radio done well is all about. So Brazos Matters is a great example of local radio that is able to do something that the internet isn't doing necessarily on its own, that social media isn't doing on its own, and that television isn't doing on its own. So we have deep discussions, and we try to bring in people, whether it's from the Texas A&M campus or the surrounding community, to talk about issues that matter to people. That's the whole matters in Brazos Matters. If we can't answer the questions of so what and who cares and make it relevant to people, that's what we're trying to do. So it might be about education or healthcare or the economy or a municipal government. It could be about all kinds of things, recreation opportunities. That's what we talk about for 28 minutes per episode. And you're not going to find that on your television news. This community has a ton of experts on the campus and off the campus. You're not going to get a steady stream of that, most likely, from your social media feed. So that's where radio can really step in and do more extensive work. And that's what we can do now. And I think that's what it needs to look like in the future as well. There is a role for radio. Now, you may be streaming it. You may not be listening through an old school radio or listening through your AM or FM dial in your vehicle. You may be streaming it on your smart device, but there is still a place for that. National Radio Day is recognition of an industry that has changed significantly over the years and over the decades, but it is a reminder that it is still relevant. There is still a place for it. It's not just for your parents and your grandparents, but it's still for young people today, but they have to know how to find us. We have to meet future generations where they are. So the delivery system may be different, but National Radio Day still means the same to me now that it did years ago.